It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Before we get into today's story, let's look over Molly's shoulder at today's newspaper.
Reading the papers these days sure gives me the willies, McGee. Look at these headlines. Hospitals handling more patients than ever. Accident rate equals 1952 high. Common cold...
Sure does make a man stop and think. You know, maybe that's why a lot of folks are buying Prudential sickness and accident plans these days.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure there will always be everyday living money coming in when they're laid up.
And especially when you consider all that Prudential sickness and accident plans can do for a family.
Yeah. If you qualify, they can pay you a regular tax-free income while you're sick or injured and unable to work at your job. Or they can help pay your hospital and surgical expenses. They'll even do both if you set it up that way.
Well, that's an advantage.
Sure is. But most important of all, the Prudential Income Protection Plan covers you for just about every kind of accident and every type of sickness or disease.
So, friends, call your Prudential agent tomorrow about these wonderful plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar. They won't make sickness and accident a pleasure, but they sure can take a lot of the worry out of it.
Oh, my gosh. Gee whiz, what time is it, Molly?
6:45. Why?
Doggone it, I forgot to call Herb Travis. You know, to go bowling with me and Doc and Les and Wally Wimple tonight on account of Doc's not going and we need somebody to take his place. Herb?
Hmm?
Oh, I forgot to mention that I was going bowling, didn't I? Me and Doc and Les and Wally Wimple. Only Doc can't go. I forgot to tell you.
Well, I sort of had a hunch you might be going.
You did?
Just intuition, I suppose.
Oh?
Yeah, it sort of popped into my mind when you came into dinner in your T-shirt and bowling shoes and asked me to help you get your thumb out of your bowling ball.
You ought to be a detective, kiddo.
Incidentally, how is your thumb? Swelling go down?
Yeah, it's okay. But the next time Teeny comes in here with a wad of chewing gum, hide my bowling ball, will you? Took me an hour to get that goo scraped out of the thumb hole.
Well, now you go ahead and make your phone call. I like to see you boys bowl. It keeps you off the streets and in the alleys.
Oh,
who'd you say is going?
Me and Doc and Les and Wally Wimple is the team. Only Doc can't go. That's why I got to call Herb. Doc's canceled out. Emergency at the hospital.
Oh?
Where's our phone list? Oh, here it is. Sure hope Herb can go. He's a good bowler. Let me see. Herb Travis. Vista 8395. I should have called him an hour ago because we... Oh, no.
What is it? Not chewing gum in the telephone because...
Listen to this.
Really, my dear, do you think I'd say a thing like that behind your back?
Oh, dear, the party line again, huh?
So I said, well, I know one thing, Eleanor. You'd never have nerve enough to say it to my face.
Wouldn't you know it? Just when I got...
Hang it up, McGee.
Well, you should have seen her expression. I tell you, Helen, I actually felt sorry for her. After all, she is my very close friend, and I never...
That ain't the dead reddest. Just when I get an important call to
you
me.
You can try again in a few minutes.
I'll say I'll try again in a few minutes, and that party line better be off of there, because...
Maybe this is one of your bowlers now. Come in. Oh, it's the old-timer.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, old-timer. Hey, you want to bowl tonight? We got a vacancy on account of...
Oh, I can't make it tonight, Johnny. Going to a reunion.
Reunion?
Going to get together once again with that old gang of mine.
Uh-oh.
Gee, I'll be so glad to see that old gang of mine. Ever tell you about that old gang, kid?
7,000 times, and I'm too busy to listen now because I'm...
Yeah, but it was a great old gang, daughter. There was Raymond and Pete... And Damon and Skeets. There was Lonnie and Will. And Johnny and Cleopatra Schnapfried.
Cleopatra?
Schnapfried?
How did she get in the gang?
Her papa run the Calaboose. That's where we held our meetings.
I see.
She become very famous afterwards, Cleo did. Beauty queen.
Really? Miss America or something?
No, what happened was her family moved to California and her papa went in the wine-making business out there.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like all the wine he turned out got kind of a mold on top of it, though, like vinegar does.
Yeah, moldy, huh?
Yep. So, when they had the big grape festival that year and run off the beauty contest, Cleopatra Schnapfried was elected Miss Wine Mold of 1884.
Miss...
I gotta run along now, kids. Just stop to borrow your old mandolin, Johnny.
Mandolin? Oh, that's busted.
Okay, skip it. None of us play the mandolin anyhow. Gee, but I'll be so glad to see that old gang.
Hand me the phone, will you? I gotta get hold of Herb Travis. To bowl with us. Oh, for dad rat it.
And you know what she said to me, Grace? She said, my dear, do you think I'd say a thing like that behind your back?
Still at it, huh?
Yeah, I got a good notion.
No, you hang it up.
So I said, well, I know one thing. You'd never have nerve enough to say it to my face.
I'm going to give her just 5 more minutes. And if she ain't off of that party line in 5 minutes...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Right now, the motto at your RCA Victor dealer is look, listen, and save. Look at the brand new collection of the most beautiful sets in TV land. Look at the new all-clear picture with a 212% improvement in picture contrast. Listen to famous Golden Throat Fidelity sound, the richest sound ever heard on TV. Save on the lowest prices in RCA Victor history.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember, the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
Not yet, McGee. You just hung the phone up 2 minutes ago after
all.
Well,
gee whiz, this is urgent, Molly. If I can get Herb Travis to bowl with me, he'll be my partner, and he's good. And if I can't get him, I'll have to call Kramer or Mort Toops, and we're lousy. I mean, they are.
Well, I can see it's an emergency, but give the party line a chance.
A chance? They've been on there for an hour already. And then she says to me, do you think I'd say a thing like that behind your back?
My gosh, a story like that usually takes forever, and she'll be on that...
Hold it a minute. Come in.
Hiya, Miss McGee. Mr. McGee. Here I am.
Hello, Lester.
Hiya, Les. Come on in.
Are you ready to go? I bought me a new bowling ball last week, and I'm just itching to try it out. Did you get somebody to take Dr. Gamble's place all right?
Not yet. Somebody's hogging our phone, Les. You know, the party line. Been on it ever since dinner, and I can't call out till they hang up.
Well, it's too bad Dr. Gamble couldn't come.
Yeah, well, that's the life of a doctor. Had to be at the hospital tonight for an emergency. Doc's a nice guy, and a good bowler, too. And if I had him on my side, we'd beat you guys.
McGee, the phone is clear now. They hung up.
Swell, give me it.
I told you all you had to do was wait a few minutes. You're so impatient.
Well, we're due at that bowling alley at 8:15, and... what's Herb's number? I forgot Herb's number. I hope he's home because...
The phone, Molly. Where's the phone? Can I borrow the phone?
Well, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, doctor.
I hate to break in on you like this, Molly, but this is urgent and... oh, there it is. Let me have that phone, McGee. It's an emergency.
Gee whiz, I'm trying to call Herb
Thanks.
Travis.
I got to call the hospital right away.
Yeah, but...
I just came from there and I've got to... Hello, Dr. Gamble. Yes, connect me with surgery right away.
Oh, dear, I hope it's not something serious.
Well, he must have sewed his hat up inside of a patient or something the way...
Surgery? Miss Cuddleton. Oh, hi, Snooky. This is Georgie Boy.
Georgie Boy? Oh, brother.
Did you say you wanted chocolate or pistachio on that ice cream cone? I was halfway down to Kramer's drugstore and I...
What? Is that the big emergency?
Please, McGee, I'm talking on the phone.
We can't hear him, Mr. McGee.
What'd you say, Snooky? Oh, strawberry. Okay, I'll be right back. Bye, Cuddles.
Oh, Cuddles.
Hand me that phone book. I'll Cuddles him right between those pointed ears, the big fat wolf.
He's quite a Casanova, isn't he?
Thanks, Molly. I gotta run.
So this is why you canceled out on your bowling date. Emergency, huh? Come back here, you
it
big fat...
It was an emergency. She was going out with one of the interns. Strawberry, strawberry, strawberry.
Oh, that's the last time I asked that big nurse chaser to bowl with me, boy. Of all the dirty...
He sure looked cute in his new gray suit and that hand-painted necktie.
Yeah? Did you see that carnation in his buttonhole?
Yeah. I don't think he had his mind on bowling tonight. Well, you better call Herb now while you can.
Yeah. What's Herb's number again? 893?
No, 8395.
Oh, yeah, thanks. He's probably gone out somewhere by now.
You think I'd say a thing like that behind your back?
Oh, no. She's at it again.
Oh, dear.
So I said, well, I know one thing. You'd never have nerve enough to say it to my face.
Hang it up, McGee.
I got a good notion to raise the...
Why don't you come on next door to my house, Mr. McGee? We can call Herb from there.
I wish you could have seen her expression. I really felt sorry for her, Thelma. I mean, after all, she is my very closest friend.
It's a good thing you took that phone out of my hands, Molly. One more second and I'd have blasted that dame's ears off.
I know. I recognize that look in your eye.
Mm.
And I don't blame you. People who use a party line should be more considerate. It's a shame.
Yeah, it sure is. Come on, I'll take your bowling ball and we can leave from my house.
Yeah, well, we'll see you later, Molly.
Have a good time, boys.
I'm going to talk to that phone company about this tomorrow. By George, when a guy has to go to the neighbors to make a phone call because his dad ratted party line has got...
Oh, right this way, Mr. McGee. The phone's in the den.
Well, thanks, Les. We better hurry.
I'd sure like to meet whoever that is on your party line. I had to teach that woman a little politeness.
Is that you, Lester?
Yeah, Sally. Mr. McGee came over to use the...
I'll be with you in a minute. Yes, Emily, I phoned Helen and the other girls about it. And like I say, I actually felt sorry for her. I mean, after all, she is my closest friend. And for someone like that to say a thing like that behind my back...
Oh, this is ridiculous. She's the one.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Busy day, busy day, busy, busy, busy day. You know what's the answer for days like that? Here it is. Lots of packages of all three flavors of Jell-O Instant Pudding. Jell-O Instant Pudding, the busy day dessert from the famous Jell-O folks. Here's why. You merely add Jell-O Instant Pudding to cold milk. Beat it up. That's all. Almost at once, there's a creamy, nourishing, delicious dessert all ready to eat. And, so good. No other instant pudding in the wide world is just quite the same. So very quick and easy. You can always serve a homemade dessert no matter how busy you are. Better ask the man at the store tomorrow to give you a big supply. Get chocolate, vanilla, and butterscotch for lunchtime, dinnertime, anytime, every busy day. The terrific busy day dessert, new Jell-O Instant Pudding.
I certainly am sorry, Mr. McGee. I had no idea we were on the same party line. Not that that's any excuse.
Well, I did want to make this call, Sally. I've been trying to reach Herb for an hour.
Oh, well, here, you go right ahead. I've delayed you long enough.
Well, thanks. It'll just take a minute. Maybe it's still not too late. If Herb's out, I'll call Kramer or...
Yes, Mabel. McGee's been trying to make the call all evening. And then she says, after all, she is my closest friend, and for someone like that to say a thing like that...
Ah, oh, for the love of Mike.
Just a minute, Mabel. There's some loudmouth on our party line. Sir, whoever you are,
It's me, Molly.
You, McGee? How did you...
Never mind. Skip it. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Robert Eastman as Les, and Mary Lou Harrington as Sally. This is John Wald urging you to be with us again tomorrow night as McGee gets the governor over a barrel and hits him for a soft state job. Does he get it? Well, tune in and see.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.